Ang pagbubuntis o pagdalang tao ay isa sa pinakamahalagang pangyayari sa buhay ng isang babae. Ngunit ayon kay Dr. Adele Mordolo, ang Executive Director ng Multicultural Center for Women's Health sa Melbourne, para maging malusog at makaiwas sa sakit ang ina at batang nasa sinapupunan nito, kailangang sumailalim sa antenatal care.
Seeing your health practitioner at a really early point, so booking in early as soon as you find out about your pregnancy, and then having those regular appointments, because antenatal care helps that health practitioner pick up whether there are any signs of any problems during the pregnancy down the track.
Sa datos mula sa Australian Institute of Health and Welfare sa taong 2019, 55% ng mga buntis ang sumasailalim sa antenatal care sa loob ng unang 10 linggo ng pagbabuntis. Dagdag ni Dr. Mordolo, ang mga migrante ang kabilang sa isa sa 4 na grupo na halos hindi pumupunta sa antenatal sa first trimester ng mga ito.
We know that migrant women access antenatal care at a much later point than other non-migrant women. And the Australian government recommends that women have their first antenatal care appointment within the 10-week period. But we know that even after 20 weeks, there is 20% of migrant women who haven't accessed antenatal care. That's the figures for across Australia, but when you look at some particular areas where there's more socioeconomic disadvantage, the rates are even lower. And we also know that there are groups of migrant women who actually don't get any care.
Paunawa ng doktor, ang regular screening o check-up ay makakatulong para matuklasan at maiwasan ang maagang komplikasyon ng pagbabuntis.
There are some conditions that migrant and refugee women have a higher rate of, so gestational diabetes, preeclampsia, and also higher rates of stillbirth. So if there are any issues throughout the pregnancy, most often the earlier that condition or risk of that condition is picked up, the earlier you can take preventative action yourself, or the health practitioner can put in place some really good supports for the later pregnancy and also for the birth to prevent problems not only during the pregnancy but at the birthing stage as well.
Ayon naman kay Amanda Henry, ang Associate Professor ng Obstetrics at Gynecology sa University of New South Wales at kasalukuyang OB sa St. George Public Hospital at Royal Hospital for Women sa Sydney, inirekomenda nito para sa mga unang pagbubuntis ng isang babae na dapat magpatingin sa doktor sa unang 10 linggo at hindi pagkatapos ng 14th linggo.
The tests that we do, routine sort of tests in pregnancy, I guess fall into 3 main categories. There's sort of the ultrasound, there's sort of blood and urine type tests, and then there's other tests such as cervical screening, checking the blood pressure, checking on mental health.
Dagdag ni Dr. Henry, ang unang appointment ay magpakonsulta sa GP o doktor.
When a woman first finds out she's pregnant, most often I think she'll go to her GP to get that confirmed. And then at that time, the GP would usually do an initial assessment, including the woman's blood pressure and checking whether she's got any major health conditions that might affect the pregnancy. And then the GP would usually order some blood and urine testing.
Ang GP na ang magpapaliwanag sa tinatawag na public at private care para sa mga buntis. Sa ultrasound naman, batay sa Australian Pregnancy Care Guidelines, inirekomenda ang 18 weeks hanggang 20 weeks na scan o ultrasound. Pero may mga pagkakataon na kinakailangan ng dating scan o ultrasound ng mas maaga.
So the very early scan, the dating scan, really the sorts of things you're going to be picking up are if, for example, the pregnancy is not progressing. So if unfortunately it is a miscarriage but just hasn't sort of started yet. And then the other major thing that you could pick up with an early scan is if the pregnancy is in the wrong place, so not inside the uterus, what's called an ectopic pregnancy.
Ang susunod na scan ay sa 11 hanggang 13 weeks ng pagbubuntis. Sabi ni Dr. Henry, may iba't ibang tawag ang scan na ito, gaya ng neutral translucency scan, first trimester screening scan, o early anatomy scan.
The overall purpose of that ultrasound is to screen for potential chromosome problems, in particular Down syndrome, and also to have an early look at the main structures of baby, like the very early brain development, kidneys, very early heart development. So I guess a kind of ahead of time look of lots of things that have been looked at in more detail at the 18 to 20 week scan.
Isa sa pinakamahalagang dapat gawin ay ang morphology scan na gagawin sa 18 hanggang 20 weeks ng pagbabuntis dahil dito nakikita ang buong kaanyuan ng bata sa sinapupunan.
Then the 18 to 20 week scan that everybody is recommended to have in terms of checking for any major obvious physical problems with the baby and checking that the placenta is out of the way, isn't going to cause problems when it gets to the birth. And often also the length of the cervix will be checked at that 18 to 20 week scan as well.
Subalit paliwanag ni Dr. Henry, karaniwang nasa 50 hanggang 65% ng mga abnormalities ng bata ang nakikita sa 20-week scan.
There are some things that almost 100% of the time we would pick it up. For example, spina bifida and some major sort of kidney issues. But some other issues such as more minor heart problems can be missed. And various skeletal problems with baby's skeleton may actually not become obvious until later in the pregnancy.
Paunawa pa ng doktor, walang isang test o kombinasyon ng mga test para maging 100% na tiyak na maayos ang kondisyon ng bata. Gayunpaman, sinabi ni Dr. Merdolo, ang maayos na antenatal care ay makakatulong upang matuklasan at maiwasan ang maagang komplikasyon o kahit pa ang stillbirth o ang pagkamatay ng bata sa sinapupunan.
There is a certain percentage of stillbirth that can be prevented by very simple things that mums can do, that health practitioners can do at an early point. So it's very, very important to raise this issue during pregnancy.
Inirekomenda ni Dr. Merdolo na dapat agad magpabook sa GP sa sandaling malaman nito na siya ay buntis dahil may waiting period pa. Ipinapaalam din ito na ang mga buntis na hindi makapagsalita ng wikang Ingles ay maaaring makakuha ng interpreter sa panahon ng antenatal care.
That's not often understood. And it's also difficult because sometimes a woman's booked in for an appointment and it's hard for the health practitioner to get that interpreter at that appointment. And with antenatal care, it's not really good to delay. So I think that conversation with the person providing the antenatal care about the important need for an interpreter can help them book in that interpreter early.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Shara Patsano na isinalin sa ating wika ni Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.